It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Rod, have you at all considered giving Antonio Gibson a start this weekend, given Ramondre's fumbling issues and a couple of Gibson?
That's definitely under consideration. And I've had multiple conversations with Ramondre. But look, we can't preach that ball security is job security and still have him out there the majority of the time. So I think it sends a stronger message to the players that there are certain things that we just can't do to win, especially with the team that we have today.
The more I think about it, that's a wild answer yesterday.
Thinking about it.
From Jerod Mayo.
But it's under consideration.
We can't do it. I mean, we're not. Yeah. We can't say ball security is job security.
That is a good motto, though.
It's a great motto. I guess it's probably not the first time I've heard it.
It's not necessarily the case with this team because the ball security has been poor and yet the job security has been strong.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you can't come out and bench Ramondre now. The time to do it was last week or the week before. Yeah, it makes no sense to do it to start the game now. The time's already passed. Yeah. He already wasn't punished for it. I don't get doing it now, and I still don't believe it's Jerod Mayo's call. Either he's rethinking it because the narrative about him makes him look soft or weak or whatever, yeah, or somebody got to him and told him, hey, you got to send him. You can't say ball security's job security and then keep rolling the guy out there.
Yeah, it's a rough look, I think, if you end up sitting him now. Like, what is that? Like, you had an opportunity. There's a lot of game left when that happened, and then he missed a series, and he was back in there. So I wonder if, you know, they just sort of lessen the workload for him, right? I mean, and they did that on their own in week three, which we didn't understand. He got the ball a ton of times week one and two, and then it was less because of the fumble. But, I mean, now they have to be prepared for if he somehow, some way fumbles again, like, what do you do? Like, you can't be, like, hemming and hawing about it and being like, well, maybe during the week we'll punish him. Like, you need to figure out and be prepared for it. He should have been prepared for it week four.
Yes.
The guy dropped it. He's dropped it every game so far. So he needs to be prepared. And, like, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. Whose main decision is this? Like, once again, you get into a spot where you're like, all right, is it the head coach of the offense, Alex Van Pelt? Is it the head coach of the team in Jerod Mayo? And have they already made up their decision? They just don't want to say what it is publicly? I don't know. I have noticed that the Antonio Gibson anytime touchdown number keeps rising and rising and rising, which I still kind of like it.
But, yeah, it was plus 275 yesterday. What's it now?
Plus 220?
Ooh.
I still like it, though.
Okay, but what does that tell you?
It tells you less Ramondre.
It tells you Vegas knows something.
Yeah.
Or in this case, the Rhode Island Sportsbook knows something.
Sportsbook Rhode Island's been sniffing this thing out.
They understand that Stevenson's role is at least reduced, and maybe he's benched for a time to start the game.
But also, I look at it this way, too, and not to tip our whole Bozo touchdown parlay for tomorrow, but because the ball screen's been an issue with Ramondre, let's say a miracle happens and the Patriots get the ball deep into the red zone, maybe even first and goal inside the five. Wouldn't you feel better about the guy who thus far, I know Gibson has a history of fumbling, but this season he hasn't. So if you have 3 yards to go, even though Ramondre is the better back for that, wouldn't that also be a situation? Be like, we don't really trust you yet. Like, we need to see you hold on to the ball, I don't know, 30, 40 touches between a couple of games where you hang on to it until we really trust you with some of these goal line carries.
Yeah, and so to me, I have no problem sending a message to Stevenson. I just think the window's passed. The time to do it was against the Niners. He didn't do it, so don't do it to start this game.
Right.
But the nightmare scenario is you bench Stevenson. Gibson fumbles.
Oh, no.
Gibson has a history of fumbling. And
Jamichael
now
Hasty's up.
Now what do you do?
Well, based on what you did before, you would sit Gibson for a series and put him right back in.
That's true.
So,
put Stevenson all set. In. He holds on to it. Gibson can come back in.
Yeah,
okay,
you're good. You're good. You got to figure it out.
So that's the situation. And it's just, it's a wild answer from Jerod Mayo in that, is he a player's coach? Maybe. Is he a ball buster? Certainly not. But now he's going to try to bust balls. Is that authentic? How is that going to play in the locker room? Because it feels like his locker room, between some of Godchow's comments on this show early in the week,
yeah,
that have been pretty noteworthy, I think. Whether it's the players squawking, wide receivers like Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas, there's already an issue for him. And if you're going to be the player's coach and you're going to have a good locker room and everybody's going to be happy, but now you're going to start busting balls and it's inauthentic, it's kind of the worst of both worlds.
Yep.
Let's get to the Patriots at the quarter poll here in a moment. Let's revisit some preseason predictions we had. But let's start it off with Joe in New Bedford. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Good.
I just want to talk about the quarterback situation for just a moment.
Okay.
Number one, you look at the offense. They got two running backs, Gibson, who has a history of fumbling, and Stevenson, who's fumbled in the last four games. You got probably the worst offensive line in football,
sure,
which has now lost the only good offensive lineman they had, David Andrews, however long he's out. Out for the year.
Yeah.
So
he might resign.
You got the quarterback who, when he goes back to pass, the pass rush is like a jailbreak. I mean, they're back in the backfield before he gets there.
Yeah, I'll say.
Uh-huh. I don't think they should be thinking about playing. I think they're lucky to have Brissett. He's a tough guy.
Wow.
His numbers are no good, but no. Why should they be? He's got no running game, and he's got no passing game, and he's got no pass receivers. Most of them have, maybe one or two touchdowns in their career, with the exception of Henry. So I wouldn't be rushing to play him, Drake May, at this stage. He hasn't got a lot of experience. He played 2 years at North Carolina.
Yep.
His senior year, he didn't exactly light it up.
Junior year, he was pretty good. Sophomore year, he was great.
Yep. Yeah.
When was Jacoby Brissett good?
I don't know. But
right. Well, I'll tell you.
He's able to take the punishment.
Okay, so he can take a beating? So you just want anybody who can take a beating to be the quarterback?
We said this the other day, Keith. He's a little bit like Rocky, minus all the winning.
Seriously.
He just stands in there and takes a punch.
He won a championship belt. This is so, like, they're lucky to have Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
they're not lucky to have him. they signed him. They gave him $8 million to come in here. That's not lucky.
Hey, Bat Dad. I didn't hear no bell.
He's lucky to be starting.
He's lucky to be starting.
Now, I'm sure
he's lucky to get $8 million from this team and have a starting gig in the NFL. He's the lucky one.
When he's getting slammed to the turf all the time, I'm sure there's, second thoughts about how lucky he is.
Yeah.
But in reality, he wouldn't start for any other team. It's 100% what he signed up for.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, the receivers aren't any good. Maybe, it's a chicken or the egg thing. Like, is Brissett giving those guys an opportunity to show that they're good?
Yeah, and let's say this for the millionth time, but it's relevant.
Yeah.
Did you think Washington had, a good, talented roster?
They were loaded. You see Zach Ertz?
No one likes Washington's
corpse
roster.
Of Zach Ertz.
Terry McLaurin's better than anything the Patriots have, I'll acknowledge.
That's one guy.
It's one guy.
It's one guy.
No one likes Washington's skill position.
Their line sucks, too.
Line's terrible.
Yep.
They changed the quarterback. All of a sudden, they're hanging 42 last week, and they're 3-1.
And they're a player for Devontae Adams, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
People
love them.
Jacoby Brissett wasn't good enough to play on the terrible Commanders team.
They got rid of the guy who was better than Brissett.
Now they made the quarterback switch, and they look like a different team.
They look like a great team.
Okay.
I still hate the name and the uniform, but that's really a separate argument for another time.
Yeah, I preferred Washington football team, as we discussed earlier this year.
It should be the Redskins.
There were a lot of facts in that phone call. I would say that was a fact-heavy phone call.
Yeah, I was waiting for the around the horn, like, doo-doo, doo-doo,
Give him some points.
And then Nick was going to give him points because he came on to you, like, a lot of takes.
Nick, that's not a bad idea. If we could just, you know, like when you're really dropping a lot of facts in your phone call, maybe we could toss out a few around the horn points.
And I know that he was listening, and I appreciate that. And we appreciate all the calls. We do. But he's like, Gibson's got a history of fumbling. Stevenson is fumbling. I'm like, right. We just went over all this.
Just touch on
the offensive line. David Andrews out for an unknown amount of time. All of it. He's out for all of the time.
He did go to North Carolina.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
that hurts you. Like, we don't care. We don't care where he went to school.
Okay,
he's
NFL.
Tar Heel.
NFL facts, got it.
His brother's also went there. Okay, what the hell? This isn't helping us at all.
I think one played basketball. He won a championship.
All right, but, so I would also argue. Yeah.
Why am I going to go with
he couldn't
points?
Beat Virginia. No. So this is also one thing that makes no sense. If you are someone like our last caller or people on the text line, the Twitch chat, wherever it might be, listeners at large.
Yeah.
That don't want to play Drake May and feel as though the team is lucky to have Jacoby Brissett out there and just get ragdolled every game. Then, now this must be true. You must hate the fact that Drake May is the backup and the next guy up when Brissett gets hurt. Because you got to be consistent with this. He can't be the backup if you're terrified to play him. Because there's no way Brissett is going to make it through 17 games getting hit like this. Because we all acknowledge the offensive line's bad and the running backs are fumbling and the receivers are unproven. Like, that's all true. But Elliott Wolf and Jerod Mayo have assembled a roster in which Drake May is one hit away from playing.
Yep.
And then what? You must hate that. At least tell me you hate that. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At least tell they left themselves bare with a backup plan if and when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt. 617-779-7937. Keith, Patriots are at the quarter pole.
Yep.
We're 4 games in. They're 1-3. That might have been expected. My big hope for the team this year is that the offense would take a step forward.
Has not.
I wanted them to be at least, you know, middle of the pack in scoring. I didn't need top 10.
No.
Didn't need them to be great.
Where do they rank?
They are 31st in scoring.
You know who's 32nd?
Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins.
Patriots are 13 points a game.
What?
Dolphins are at 11.3.
They're the 13? Two lowest.
Yeah.
Not great, Bob.
Oh, my God.
That's worse than last year.
13?
I think
Georgia averages that at a quarter.
I was hoping
Alabama.
They would be middle of the pack. In terms of passing yards per game, the Patriots are dead last, 112.3.
It hasn't gone great as far as the
that's so bad
the passing game.
So this was my big hope, and that to me is the biggest failure. I wanted a competent offense.
Don't have one.
They're nowhere near competent, and that's where you hope the switch to Drake May comes in. What's he gonna do? It's gonna be any better? I don't know that.
Yeah,
more than 112 yards a game, more than 13 points a game, 32 and 31 respectively. I don't know. That would be my hope.
The post Tom Brady era in New England has been really remarkable to watch. And there's been a variety of quarterbacks, a variety of offensive coordinators. Here's where they ranked in the league in scoring. They were 27th the first year without Brady. That was the COVID year with Cam. They were 27th. They were 6th with Josh McDaniels and Mac Jones.
That is shocking.
It's shocking.
But they spent a crap ton of money that year and really upgraded their weapons. I'm not saying they were perfect. Nelson Agholor stunk.
They loaded it up. Jacksonville, New York, they scored like 100 points combined or something. But whatever, like that counts. Like they were 6. Give them credit for it. They
definitely
were 6.
Counts.
Then the Matt Patricia year, as much as we clown on the Matt Patricia year, 17th in points. 17th in offensive scoring.
And I think they ran pretty well that year. For all the crap we gave them in the running game, they actually ran the ball pretty well.
I think Ramondre was good.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien, 31st. Alex Van Pelt, 31st.
Nice.
Wow. Look out below. There are 32 teams, as a reminder. 32 teams.
There is room in the basement.
They were 30th in yards last year. They're dead last in yards this year.
Excellent.
So if you want to break the tie with them being 31st, they are actually worse this year.
And they're dead last in passing again. With Jacoby, 112 passing yards per week. This is not a triple option offense.
No. Nope.
This is not the Wildcat.
No.
112.
Although they did run the Wildcat once, they scored a touchdown out of it. Maybe they should be a Wildcat team.
I would. You know what? Call up Ronnie Brown. What's he up to?
Oh, he's probably ready to play.
Yeah,
got a couple snaps in him.
Get in there and run around the field.
Hell yeah.
Do you remember the three players you highlighted, Keith, in the preseason that were non-Drake May players?
Yeah, because we took Drake May to the side because that was the one that everybody was talking about. But I believe they were Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and Christian Gonzalez. Polk has one touchdown.
Yep.
And you see he was responding to somebody on Twitter saying that he caught the pass on the sideline.
I did. I likewise think
it was close.
I think it was a catch. I think his hip came down in bounds. I think it was a catch.
So I at least remain somewhat optimistic with him. I think it's more the operation and not him for the lack of results. So
I agree.
I'm okay with him.
It's the offense and the quarterback. He, to me, looks open and makes plays when they throw it to him.
Javon Baker, unfortunately, is more known for his Instagram Live at Logan than he is for anything on the field this year.
Can't get on the field.
And then Christian Gonzalez, it's funny. I think he's been pretty good. The PFF stats would tell you otherwise, but I think he's been solid.
Well, the PFF stats you got to pick because last week he graded out very well, and it's like, do we pay attention to PFF or do we not?
But like overall,
that's,
I thought
that's a
he'd
game
be much
the beat
higher.
Writers are playing, but I
like
agree.
Him. Like, I'm not saying he's Patrick Surtain or Sauce Gardner, but I like him. I think he's good.
I don't care about the PFF numbers. Yeah. I think he looks good, and I think, you know, outside of one broken play to DK Metcalf, I think he's largely played very well this year. The players I highlighted were Antonio Gibson, who's actually been pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Keon White was one of them, right?
Keon White was one of them, and Marcus Jones, who I actually think I've been mildly happy with. That's a lot of check marks for players who are actually playing well that we expected something out of.
Yeah.
It's just all of the particulars and all of the, you know, players that veteran players you expected more out of. You're really not getting anything out of those guys.
No.
And so the players that we were hoping would, if not break out, take a step forward or be productive, I think we're getting a decent amount of that, maybe minus Javon Baker. But
so here was the hope. The most optimistic hope for it was middle of the pack offense, as over, you know, optimistic as that was, middle of the pack offense, top 5 or 10 defense. In reality, you have a middle of the pack defense
and a bottom three barrel offense.
I mean, you're almost lucky to be 1-3. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.